Induct by things I've used. Right, that means I only used one today. Right.
Oh, we're in business goods.
Hello, D6s.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Done.
Don't need that because we've put the traveller game into Switch.
Yeah,
that's a bit of an animation. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not kid. It's partly due to Steve, I mean, I don't actually do anything.
They roll really badly.
What were?
Paul's got a set of wooden brass D6.
That roll very badly.
They're in a box that looks like somewhat larger D6.
But they roll.
Really? All these other
ones. So actually, they just feel inferior because they're near a larger D6.
I do believe we rested in there, didn't we?
I'll tell you where you stopped.
Invaders from the south side.
Anyway. Stop singing Mask, it was terrible.
I never even saw it.
Charlton and the Wheelies was much
projected at about 11 o'clock at
night.
Mask is still terrible. We're recording now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
you
that.
Do you not remember?
You entered in room 324, which means nothing to you, because the map I've given you has no room numbers on it.
324 is the thin room.
I think it's that one I've got in.
It is indeed the one you've put it up in. Well spotted, Mr. Blake.
For the thinning! Thinner! Raccoon!
Yes, you have Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
This is session 17.
Did I remind you that I was stopping at session 20, by the way?
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm going to gracefully resign.
Be about your birthday, then.
I'm not role-playing on my birthday.
Could have a birthday session.
Nobody gracefully resigns in D&D. They die a horrible, horrible death.
I'm still telling you, you should.
Not as horrible as some of the games.
I can't remember who's donated to the site this month, this session, between these sessions, unfortunately.
Two anonymous.
I couldn't remember. Yeah. And it was probably said at least one number.
How come? If he says the same thing I said, you believe him but not me?
It's just weight of numbers, dear.
It's just the confirmation. It's not that he necessarily doubts you.
That's right.
You'll make a good husband, he would have been.
Ooh, what a surprise. Yeah, starting in room at C24. You're in area C.
We were devastated by the sheer lack of experience.
By the level training thing, we want to go back to B.
No.
Let's go back to A. Bragdor. We want to go home to Bragdor.
Actually, I want to go back and get those three orcs that we left.
Yeah.
XP's waiting to be harvested.
Yeah, you've got a new character in the party. What more do you want?
No, named for you.
First level.
Ratul.
He's armed to the teeth now.
Hardly.
All of his birthdays have come at once.
Yes, I think they have.
Ratul. I really need a stat in, I haven't got round to it yet. I've been writing my game for the Nationals.
I think he's on straight 20s. All stats.
All stats at straight 20s for Ratul. You really want that in Goblin,
yeah,
do you?
He's lawful good. He's lawful good, right, all 20 statted.
Okay, I agree with all of that, except for any
of it. He's got a minimum of 400 hit points.
Right.
He's not going to level up as a thief anyway. He's going to go to Paladin.
You're in room C24, which I believe Ratul removed a dead body from.
Yeah, that was nice.
Adorable.
And then you
rested now,
fell asleep. I believe you obtained a silver medallion with the word sloth written on it in Elven.
Yes.
Well, we could be asked.
Didn't someone written down?
I can speak in Elven. Yay. Did I? I probably
didn't. Can you read it if you can speak it?
Well, somebody can read it.
Yes. I can. I don't know if anybody else can as well.
Read pointy-eared languages. Let me see. Nope.
I know.
Right, I have...
No, actually, I'm the one wearing the necklace.
Yes, you are.
I didn't say I had the necklace, I just said I could read Elven.
Right then, are you rested, did you, for the evening, or are you just going to rest? I don't remember whether you rested for the evening. I think you did.
Did
you rest for... Well, not the evening. You stopped. You have no idea what time
it is. Bonnie, I have no idea.
You stopped and rested.
We did. That's we know exactly what time it is. If I'm brave in my spells, then...
You know what time it is.
I know what time it is.
Root, you can lose 2 strength, please.
Oh dear. Randomly, the gods are harsh upon you.
2 strength loss.
That's not good.
Are you okay?
The half-orc seems weaker.
I feel strangely weakened.
Your muscles seem to have deflated a little.
Yes.
They haven't been pumping them full of air.
He's not been eating enough of his iron rations. Or some of this green pork we handily have in our banks.
Did
Maybe I can make you better with my rod.
Oh no,
I told you about that.
Good thing I didn't say that.
See if there's anything physically wrong with him. With a 22 heal check.
Don't think so. He just looks...
less strong.
Weaker. He's a bit tired, maybe. Hasn't had sunlight in a while. Perhaps he's got rickets.
But he's been around daylight.
In fact, can't you just like switch on for a week?
I'm sure the magically created food contains a healthy mixture of vitamins and minerals.
Scary Dr. Death Lady says that you have to eat greens. So you have to eat greens because they carry on performing photosynthesis in your belly.
I'm afraid you're going to have to clarify for the listening audience, Scary Dr. Death Lady.
No, because I'll get sued.
Why?
No, really.
I think she listens to this.
It's very clever how you photosynthesize in the dark, isn't it?
Really? Yes. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I know. Okay.
Apparently there's a lady on the television who is allegedly a doctor, but apparently he's not. Who is apparently under Lindsay's web board called Scary Dr. Death Lady, who tells you all kinds of things that might kill you.
Yeah, eating red meat is bad because...
what have been doing it for 100,000 years?
It contains too much blood. You should eat anything that's green because it will carry on performing photosynthesis in your bowel. You should have regular colonic irrigation because your body's not supposed to have food in it. And various other piles of...
Your body's not supposed to have food in it?
Yeah, you're supposed to keep
it. Design flaw, that one.
Yeah, no, it's...
what a shame. What it is we came back out of the sea and we used to swim backwards really, really fast.
Oh. Self-colonic.
Yes. Self-colonic.
Anyway, that would be Scary Dr. Death Lady.
Yes. What's her actual name?
Gillian McKeith.
There we go. Now we have
some
context for Demonics to do the audio.
Don't eat more money.
If Demonics actually finishes playing World of Warcraft at any
point. Yeah.
World of Warcraft! The death of roleplaying! I own it and have only played it 4 times since I bought it.
I would just like to clarify.
22 hours at a time.
The shortest period of time that this game has been played in these 4 sessions is 2.5 hours.
That's Colin explained, it's difficult.
The longest, it was somewhere over 6.
It was 4. It was 4. I know you don't like it.
What level is your character?
I have a level 6 character and a level 11 character.
Right, so people can work out
you
17
have two
levels
characters?
Of character.
Well, Neil made me make one on an evil side.
Oh, he's a harsh taskmaster, isn't he? You must obey him.
Right, I from now on refuse to roleplay.
Okay.
Oh no! Roleplay strike! Oh no!
That's fine, just roll the dice for me.
Luckily you're on D&D, so it's alright. Anyway.
Right, where are you going? What are you doing?
Oh, wait until I get
first thing in the morning. Before 24 hours since we met those things.
Yes.
I'm casting restoration on me and him.
Okay.
Oh!
It was you, wasn't it? No, it's him.
Yeah. I'm just bald.
Ooh.
And a bit
empty. Is that a bad chance to get rid of his too?
When did you do it? In the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Excellent.
What does restoration look like when you do it? What happens?
There's probably some glowy spangly lights.
Probably.
Yeah.
Glowy spangly lights.
Like a computer game, some kind of wiggly effect occurs.
Some kind of audio visual.
Some sort of hand comes down and pats you on the head.
Really? Giant hand of Thor. They found the smack.
Okay.
You're
casting restoration on yourself and him.
Yes.
Yes, then it may well mitigate these points of strength damage, or at least allow him to. If it's not permanent, it just goes away with restoration, or is it going to roll?
Oh,
just goes away. Just
see, being that you're the person running the game, it really should fall to you.
Yeah, there are 7,000 spells, and unfortunately that's what...
Are there really 7,000 spells?
At least.
Yeah, really?
The spells make you levels...
Can't be 7,000 spells.
Talking arse, just doing
okay. How many spells are there?
In one of those,
fan of all temporary ability damage, restores all points, permanently drained from silver.
Very good. Is that all of them? It's fine. Then your negative levels disappear then. No roll.
And you're not fatigued or exhausted.
Where's the hobnob, Steve? I was looking forward to hobnob.
Yeah, it's tradition.
Yeah!
Are we hobnoblers?
I don't like her.
Are we noblers?
We're hobnoblers.
I don't know if you can still buy them.
I hate you.
Hobnoblers,
that's another
bar. You can get Caramac
Kit Kats
now, can't you? Yeah.
They're
foul. Yes. Caramacs were foul. They're like brown.
They look
like chocolate.
They look
like
taste of caramel. Which
is that might be the design for caramel.
Like white
caramel.
Chocolate, aren't they?
If we got the Cara from Caramel, what's the Mac bid?
Tarmac.
Macadamia nuts, aren't they?
Tarmac. Caramel and tarmac.
Maybe they're made in Scotland.
Yes.
Macadamia.
Well, then there'd be macar, wouldn't they?
Well, maybe that was a clever
play. So it's the C-24.
Macadamia. Yeah, yes, yes. We digress.
Yeah, we digress from Dungeon On!
You cast Restoration.
The whole point.
Which I believe, because it's such a shiny good spell, it would appear, removes all of your negative levels. And
a negative level.
Oh, excuse me, a negative level. Anyone take any more than one negative level?
I took two.
Ooh, I think it's 13.
Oh, bugger. Oh, dear. Oh. Pardon my French.
Resolution!
Because Finn language is
really?
The frog ends attack once more!
Finn's language is hilarious, isn't
it? Yeah, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It dispels negative levels.
That's
negative
it.
Levels. Restores one experience level to a creature who has been level drained.
Wow, how good is that spell? Pretty good. Okay, you are de-negative leveled. And you don't lose those strength points.
You can negative the negative levels.
Okay, have we all learnt our spells for the day?
Yes.
My one spell that I need to learn, I learned.
Very good. Are you learning anything exciting today out of the norm?
Rory's mnemonic inferiority.
Are you casting it now, or are you saving it for later?
It doesn't matter if I cast it now, does it really?
Yes.
If you cast it now...
It increases the slots you memorise, whereas if you cast it later, it allows you to retrieve a spell you just cast again.
I was saving it to turn my magic missile into a machine gun, so I'll use it for that purpose.
So you'll
cast it now and memorise three more magic missiles.
All right, I'm going to cast it now and memorise three more magic missiles. I follow the half-orc's advice.
Well done. Oh, you're taking magic advice from the half-orc fighter.
I reckon if you do this, you'll be able to hit things more.
Ritual. He knows about hitting things, he does.
Ritual's chuckling in the corner.
Can you remember what Ritual
is? It's wise to listen to the half-orc in such matters. Damn!
You know, I've just realised I could use a halfling in one hand and a goblin in the other as weapons.
We're
really quite effective.
Where are we going now, then? Where?
Gonna find some dog things and kill them.
This goblin sounds seriously like my cat.
It's funny that cat's dog.
You sound like Clyde.
It does, doesn't it?
The way out. We're looking for the way out of this bloody dungeon!
Exits from this room, there are one door to the west, which you blocked. You came in from the south, and around some wiggly corridors.
What? But you came into this room from the south too?
No, I meant you came into this area from the south.
No.
Which I believe you
did. We can't come here.
Yes. Just ignore the box that you didn't find.
Sorry, we're in the dot room rather than the...
The cross room is the big smelly room. That we don't want to go into.
Okay. Where are you going, folks?
Left.
North.
North and east. Oh. North and east. Always north and east.
The door in the corridor. Okay.
So we run out of power. Have this map now.
No.
We don't.
This is for your.
We have no handy tapestries. Can we chuck the other one now? Will she hang on to it? The tapestry that's got the area B map on it.
Well, we could go back there.
It may come in handy if we run out of cloth to make clothing.
Yeah. I was going to say, you just need to make a fire, but we'll need lights.
Once the naked, once the permanent...
You rested in there.
Comes out.
And they'd be running out. Bam.
North and east, so good to me.
Yeah, and three others.
I don't know, but I like a black one.
400 XP, is that all we want? Last
time. Right, you come to a door.
There's websites about that.
You come to a door.
What, 400 experience?
Now people who prefer a nice black one.
Sorry, I think, yeah.
Mm. Which one of you scout types would like to scout this door, eh?
Alderic!
Feel free.
Ooh, yeah! Not so lawful good now, are you?
What? You're very enthusiastic.
Yay! I think it's trap. Oh! Oh, dear.
Oh, head slicing trap.
The tool backs off a little from the door.
What have you found?
There's a trap on the door.
Okay. Would you like to design it?
No.
What's up? Everyone has to take their turn. See you
guys. I'll do it.
Shall we stand back?
Don't worry, we always send the half things in.
Look, there it is.
You can get a +4 bonus if the tool is pointing out the trap.
+4?
Device, isn't it?
Search first, spot it. You've got to see it to be able to disable it.
He's just pointed out where it is.
Yes, but you have to be able to see it.
Well, 19 plus 1.
Yeah, that's 23 plus her skills.
Can't see a trap on the door.
He's a little bounding liar.
You open the door?
Yeah, little shit.
That's a trap!
Where? You're not very good.
For some reason he was abandoned.
That's a not old.
Richard will just roll a one.
Not that we know. He's mad. We've got a mad goblin.
Well, no, he might just be incompetent.
Just needs direction.
Either way.
He's only little.
Hey, I said I wasn't playing.
Yeah. That's right. You just got strike. You those doors are roaring. Oops.
He's got carried away.
Actually, if it's a roleplay strike and not a character strike, then suddenly the eyes glaze over failing as she obeys the rest of the party's commands.
Oh,
hand it all over. Walk in front of that trap.
Yes, yeah, the word's NPC.
Yes. You open it.
You become an NPC zombie controlled by the other players. The whipping boy.
Who would have thought you'd have bravely jumped in alone to face that red dragon?
I was playing a game, I can't remember who was running it, but Colin took over my character for a week while I was away.
He died.
And I came back and he was like, yeah, he died.
You
ran across a disintegrating rope.
No, what happened was there was a chasm in the floor with a rickety rope bridge across it and a bunch of archers on the other side, so the thief ran across it. Are you a thief?
Yeah.
Yeah, ran straight across it and
like
fell to her death.
Oh!
Peppered with arrows.
I was not massively
impressed
by that.
That is just a classic, really bad roleplayer's use of those characters.
There are your options. You come round the corner. There is a little short corridor to your right. There is a big room you have probably been in. Ahead of you, there is a dead end with three doors.
Have we been in the big
room? Yes,
we have. Yes, been in the big house.
We just wandered across the bottom end.
Yes.
Because it was very heavy.
That's
traffic.
That's a big room.
Oh yes, that was the one right there. We should stand on it. That's all we got by for us to kill.
Yeah.
Left. Oh, I'm not playing.
Okay.
You going for the left door?
May as well.
Okay.
Ooh! Stop! Stop! Look!
Is it another trap, Ratatouille?
Ratatouille! Ratatouille is something nasty. Look!
It isn't dwarven.
He points at some kind of scratching on the door.
What does that mean?
Scoblin! Goblin! Thief mark!
Well done. What does
it
mean?
Says, trap! Trap!
Does it actually say that? I did read Goblin.
Yes, it does. It's this pictogram for trap. It's a picture of a stick goblin being crushed to death by a box.
Hey, that's and we can tell that stick for you.
We should
goblin.
Be able to tell that anyway without being able to read Goblin.
Yes. It's a pictogram.
It's a person being squished by a box.
It's very, very stylized.
Oh, right.
I'm an art critic.
It's not very well drawn.
Yeah. I'm an infant school art critic.
There's also a large rune nearby, also next to it.
Rune!
Slightly higher. Like a rune, okay.
Runic.
Like a rune.
Can any of you read Knoll?
Yep.
You die.
Knoll very well, I'm afraid.
Like a native.
No, Knoll is not.
Unfortunately, he's written
in
Knoll.
The language. Gnoll.
Gnoll.
Can Ratul read it?
Gnoll.
I don't know what it says, but if it says trap.
Can you?
Looking at it, you realise it's a picture of a dog-headed man being stabbed with many things from the ceiling.
Subscript.
I will search the door for a trap.
Decipher script.
20.
Yes, I have the cipher script.
25.
25? I've only got about 11 ranks in it.
You should be able to do that. Then.
You don't find a trap on the door.
I would
kick
it
open.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I will not try.
The door is open. The walls of this room are black, but the floor is covered with a greasy residue that has an unpleasant smell. There is a small, black, unmoving shape lying near the opposite corner of the chamber.
Finn was right.
The black colour of the walls and floor make it difficult to pick out any other features in the room.
Be black then.
Mm.
Or put my finger along the wall.
What?
By the door.
By you.
What
yeah.
is it?
It's like a greasy, powdery ash. It's ash with like grease underneath it.
Lovely. I don't think we should go in here.
Maybe my wife.
Fine by me.
Up. Possibly not.
I'll give it a go. Can't hurt.
Where are you
yes,
going?
Yes, you can. Oh, no, I've told about this.
I tried to cipher this script.
What, on the
On the wall.
On the door.
On the door.
Make me decide script roll.
Roll high.
25.
It says, trap. Trap!
It's so sodding trap.
Because I think that could be a body. And this is soot. From some description.
You've got your staff.
I can't tell from here.
Can't you glow a bit more? Mm.
Look at the glowing finger of fireballs.
Oh dear.
Are you just standing in the door?
Hello?
Try the other one.
Hello?
We could chuck a goblin at him.
I'm role playing, everybody.
There's no noise from inside.
Okay, it's fine.
Let's leave this room and there's nothing to kill him.
Would you like to try the other door?
No, life itself.
Just as you turn away from this door, there is a sort of splat kind of a noise.
Did anything touch me?
Yes. Anyone near the door, pretty much everybody, can make me a balance check.
DC. Balance check.
With my plus 12, I'm hoping that I don't get a 1. With my 19, I think I pass. I think I actually have the best balance in the world.
Ritual. Natural 20 for the dwarf, he's solid.
Ritual falls on his backside.
Ritual gets a hand up.
Oh, dwarfs aren't short anymore, that's fucking stupid!
I know. Tell me about it.
Joke about
the lizard men rolled respectively 16 and 19. They're fine.
I fall over.
You fall on your backside with a clatter.
Aww.
You realise that the room. The room and some of the area outside of the door has been filled with a sort of greasy stuff.
That makes you fall over? That's ridiculous.
Is it grease?
It's grease.
Greasy grease.
Oh, you mean on the floor?
Yes. Fat grease.
So when I said, do I feel something touching me?
You do, because it splats out of the room.
Okay.
Out of the room.
Well, it splats. The door's open.
How imaginative.
There's then a whoosh noise.
Shut the door.
And fire is
shut
ejected
the
into the room.
The grease
bursts into flames.
Nice
shut the door. I said shut the door before you said any of that.
What was the point of that, you know?
And?
We see nothing.
There's a whoosh.
Shut the door.
You shut the door. The fire burns under the door and approaches you as you stand in the grease.
Run away.
I slide on the grease away from the fire.
I try
the
and
fire
pull,
chases you.
I try and pull Garut up on his feet and drag him along.
Who is running?
I get people push.
You're pushing him down the grease that is on fire.
It's away from the door, surely, because it can only go one way.
What? Yes.
Yeah?
But it's you're making a line of grease that's going to burn.
Well, he can't lift us up and physically throw us out of the pool of grease.
No, he can't. So he's got a strength of 4.
I'm going to tumble away from the grease.
Pretty good. Anyone making... You can make me an evade... Type of check. A reflex check.
Save.
Everyone can make me reflex save.
Reflex.
Including Ritual.
30.
Woo! Flipping it. That's a good one.
The tool stands back and gapes at you.
Another natural 20! Two in a row! 19, take that!
Just count this.
19,
7 for slip.
And,
well, magic myself.
Doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Two natural 20. That's a 400 to 1 chance of doing that. Thank you.
Good. Waiting dice?
No. Unless they cut them from the solid jade.
Yeah, she fails. You need a 14 to succeed.
26.
I have a
23. Just 30, okay.
The dwarf is a master.
Everyone except for Sliths dives off the grease.
Slith dies!
5 points of damage. And, she's probably not wearing much organic-y type stuff. I mean, you got to roll to set you burning.
You need a leather armour and a heavy wooden shield.
Oops. Her clothing begins to smoulder.
That's fine. Stay fairly calm,
mm-hmm.
and cast Create Water over
it. Okay, starts to rain on it.
It's raining.
Splash! Puts her clothing out at least.
Yes.
It's a good thing it wasn't napalm, because if it was, it'd be even worse.
Anyway. Burning grease, carried on top of water, wanders down the corridor.
Well, I'll stay clear of that.
Eventually the fire subsides, there's a horrible, yucky, black, nasty
smoke. Who puts these bloody traps in here for no apparent reason? It's not as if it's guarding anything.
Perhaps it's time to close the door.
Door shut. Into close it.
Oh, okay.
Let's write the word TRAP! In good old plain Dutch English.
Yeah, let's write it in all the languages we know.
Okay.
That would be Draconic, Undercommon, and Terran.
So that's still Giant and Goblin.
Common, Halfling, Gnome, and Elven.
Common, Orc, and Abyssal.
Lots of commons with the word BRAP, beware. Burny, greasy, gouty, flamey things.
Common.
He does speak common, actually.
Goblin.
Yes, he speaks Goblin also. Checking he doesn't speak anything else.
And Coatoan.
Yeah. Yes, we won't talk about that.
He picked that up on his travels.
Yes. What travels? His first level.
He's travelled far and learnt nothing.
Can I tell you about my adventures with the Coatoan, where I also learnt nothing? Okay.
So we try the other door.
The one opposite.
Let's check it for traps.
But you learn more with Orc and Pie than you do with backstory.
Orc and Pie.
14. It's almost the lowest I can roll.
You don't think the door is trapped?
I don't think the trap that's there is there.
Ratul.
You disbelieve the obvious trap.
Ratul examines the door.
Is it trapped, Ratul? Of course, name right.
Door's not trapped, I don't think.
It's okay, trapped. That means it probably is. Yeah.
Right, you open it, I'll kill anyone in there. Unless they're not hostile, in which case we'll talk to them.
With his axe.
Although, strangely, I find when I burst into a room with an axe, quite a lot of people are hostile.
On a completely, slightly not very nice note, did you hear about that man that chopped somebody's head off with an axe?
Yes, that was deeply unpleasant because they published photos.
Did they?
Yes.
Where?
In the newspapers.
Terrific. No taste anymore.
Oh, look, there's a dead body. Let's and an axe.
The dead body's fine. Not with no heads.
Colour photo.
Lovely. Sorry, didn't mean to make it.
You might like to come down this corridor a bit, just in case.
Why?
Just in case.
Okay. You're shiny.
Yes, what do you expect?
It's bald.
Open the door. Yes.
Why do your hair look just the same as him?
No.
Bald as are.
Where did he pick that up from?
No.
Oh, you think it is. Balthazar on Tritizar.
Balthazar on Tritizar.
Is that the Tsar of something?
I will pop open the door.
Door pokes open. The stench of decaying flesh lingers here. The nauseating odour is almost certainly caused by the rotting gnoll and goblin corpses lying upon the floor. They appear to have no wounds on them. Mm-hmm. The look of terror on their faces is a testament to the violent nature of their deaths.
Let's not go there!
Someone's already killed them.
Yes.
I really feel that you have anger issues, Groot.
You're the bloody fighter!
Maybe you need to take up meditation.
Don't tell me, you've been watching Voyager as well this week.
I don't think so. I did, but I didn't say anything about meditation. I was holding up with a woman with bananas.
Meditation is for monks. Let's get on with it.
She hurts herself so she can feel alive.
Oh, yeah, I saw that a couple of weeks ago.
Banana.
Days ago.
Yeah,
banana.
I saw that one.
Banana.
You're at your room, there are corpses.
They're all dead.
So far in the closet, you're in bloody Narnia.
You're in the room.
I'll have a scan of the room.
Okay. More in a sort of spot kind of way.
Yes.
A spot.
Stuff worth nicking.
23.
Just like a teenager. But
really from the door, you realise that some of these things have coin pouches, there's weapons on them, some of them have bags. They do have items.
It looks like not
been, their corpses have not been ransacked.
Okay. Yeah.
In a professional thief fashion.
Bastion, these people have very kindly left things that we could use in our adventures.
No, I'm stopping.
Well, I'm just asking permission. I don't know whether I was going to get told off or not.
Well, they no longer have need for them.
Yay! Loot stuff.
Thank you, dead people have diseases.
You step in the room. Give me a will save.
Maybe I hadn't stepped in the room yet.
You've looted the stuff. Make
no, I said I was going to loot the stuff. I haven't made the final decision.
Just give me a will save.
11.
Okay. You all see a shadowy figure, a shadowy form, appear in the room and start to attack Phelan.
Oh, gosh.
Phelan, you see something horrendous and horrible attacking you. It attacks you.
Ah.
That is some kind of undead-like horror thing.
Give me a spellcraft check.
It's the same thing she's fought before.
It could be a different thing, but yeah, it's the same spell.
It's 21.
Yeah, it's phantasm.
Chop, hack, slash, stab.
You need to make me... Whatever you try to do to it, it doesn't actually affect it in any way. Truly, truly horrifying. Make
just
me a fortitude to serve. Fortitude.
Me? Mm-hmm. Why did you look at Steve?
Yeah.
I was checking with him. Sorry. In a subconscious fashion. Because he looked spelled it from me last
time. Wait, the secret dungeon master.
Right then. That's partial effect. What is the
3d6?
I evade.
You use no too much stuff, Steve.
You've played many wizards.
It's all that book learning.
Take 12 points of damage.
12? No.
Take points of damage.
12 phantasmal points, I'm sure.
Take 12 points of damage.
No, no,
I know. Bugger.
Can't make me.
Take
points of damage.
I don't want them. I don't like them.
I never like those hit points anyway. You can take
after
those 12.
After you take the damage, the creature fades.
Fantastic.
It was nice of your partner to really help you.
We couldn't, it's an instantaneous
thing. Yeah.
Don't try and guilt the rest of the party, you doggy DM.
There's bodies with things.
Carry on looting stuff.
Okay. Loot or armor.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it was kind of scary though.
Give me a search check, please.
You may recall it from last time.
26 of search.
Rattles in and points.
Hands off!
Mine!
Stab him in the corner.
Mine!
You've given him better armor and weapons. I mean, when he picks up a goblin-sized short sword.
Mine!
Puts it in his little goblin scabbard that he's also looted.
I'm not playing.
He also loots some goblin leather armor, except it's not as good as the stuff you gave him, so he dumps that in a corner. He finds some goblin shoes and puts those on, and a little goblin cap. Which he also
took. Been on the head of a manky goblin corpse.
You smell.
Hang on! He's out failing. That's hang amazing!
On. He spits on it a bit, rubs it, and then puts it back on his head. He looked quite jaunty.
The look on Failing's face is priceless at this point.
You find.
No, that'll be Lindsay's face.
A number of short swords and rusted daggers. You find.
Something that's not.
Two bad. Copper pieces.
Oh. I give them to
Ratul. Oh, I've got a bag. Open this one. Ratul now has a coin purse and some coins and a hat and some shoes.
He's landed on his feet.
You also find.
So I'm going to have to backstab him soon, isn't it?
That would be evil.
Yeah, I'm kind of bored of being
thief. You'll just have to stab.
You're bored of being chaotic neutral.
You'll have to backstab.
You
even you wanted the extra.
You find on one of the knolls. A belt pouch containing 4 knuckle bones.
Ooh.
Used for gaming.
Do I care?
Let me spot check.
Well, they can be good for passing the time of an evening.
I don't believe you've got another
11. Yeah, I've already got some.
One of them looks loaded. Different.
I roll them.
You roll them. Tick, 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 tick. You use item.
Oh, it might be magical rather than loaded.
One of them has different markings to the other three.
Oh no!
I understand.
Maybe the prunes.
Magical dice of runic explosions.
6.
Whoops! You haven't a clue.
None of you.
No, I have no idea what it is.
Let me see.
The dice of Vegas.
Oh, it's a square. Can I have it?
Be my guest.
Be thank you.
Puts it in his pocket. Unless anyone else wants to look at it.
Well, use a phrase that I'm trained.
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, let's all have a go. Wolf, peeking around. God. Ooh, that was almost another natural 20, but not quite.
Quite. A mighty 8.
What is it?
It's bones.
No idea.
It's mine.
Unfortunately, it goes on.
Oh,
unless you have craft alchemy.
Not quite.
It just so happens, no.
I'll write a list in the back of all the stuff that
Ratul has.
Yeah, it's a rapidly increasing list.
Ratul has, let's call it, an unusual knuckle bone from that room at C23. Where he chucks it or something.
But did you know?
I choose you!
The gods themselves used to play with these.
Really?
Already?
Let Bastion tell you more about his god that plays with
knuckle bones. Plays like knuckle bones.
In fact, your god's just a giant hand that rolls dice all day, isn't it? Doing the fight thing with Chipple.
Right there?
That's a different meaning where I
go. Check it.
Isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
What door?
Ooh, look out here.
And what do you think?
I can see we're all going to end up as Ratatouille's bloody flunkies, aren't we?
23.
You'll be Goblin King.
You don't think it's trap.
I concur.
Yay!
What's that
you
mean?
Conquer, you devastate, to duel in general.
What's that mean?
I agree, Ditto.
Yay! Yay!
You know I'm going to kill you, don't you?
No, if I get you first.
Oh dear!
You won't be doing that. Not a problem.
Bored of being good now, I want to go home.
Remember, it's wrong to kill!
Why can't I?
He didn't get away with it.
He did.
I didn't. It was an accident. Everyone saw it was an accident.
You're a big murdering wizard. We all know.
You already think you know.
I don't mind. I'm going to kill somebody soon.
No, you're not. Only if they're thoroughly and utterly evil can't be redeemed.
I'll kill you then.
Woo!
Oh, I'd like to see
I think the halfling's losing it.
I want to go home now!
It's all the phantasmal killer spells they get over
in. It's still in there, that's where it went.
I don't like this game anymore, I want to go home.
Ratul opens the door.
Yes.
And ahead of you is a long corridor leading to a crossroads.
Oh.
At the far end is a door. You don't know what is to the left or to the right.
Yes. On the basis that up is out and north is up, then north is out.
Didn't you figure out that you didn't know which way north was anymore?
Yes.
I think it is a dwarf.
We do, I think.
Do you?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we have no direction, or whatever the hell it is.
No direction.
Oh, how will he know if there's no direction?
The druid.
Ooh,
yeah. Intuit direction, or whatever it's called.
Survival these days.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we know which end off is. Let's head up ahead.
Well, we'll go left.
What's the ceiling look like these days?
Make sure.
The same as ever it did?
Always. There is a large door to the left.
Yeah, there we go. Ooh, this looks familiar.
Oh!
I don't like big doors, they're scary.
Yes.
I'll look back into the other bit.
Mm. You don't want to go that way.
Let's go north.
To the other side, the corridor continues on.
North, east and north. Make a choice.
Should we go north?
Some ruined wall here.
Oh, that's interesting.
As the corridor bends around to the left.
Ruins.
No more dark mantles, I hope.
There's a whole room there.
So let's explore these ruins.
Yes!
Explore the ruined
room. We shall go east and explore the ruins.
Okay.
North is as good as east,
because
as far as I'm concerned.
Archaeologists, of course.
Yeah, because you're archaeologists.
I went to the first lecture yesterday that I've been to in about 3 weeks, and the whole week's worth of lectures have been cancelled, and I hadn't noticed. How
so
ironic.
You're not going to the 3 weeks?
No, I have been, I just haven't been to...
Well, I did a module without going to a single lecture.
I've been alright, I've caught.
I did too, it's my dissertation module.
I went to the tutorials and everything.
Universities are trying to work
but
on
the
that
whole
time.
Week doesn't have any lectures on, and I haven't even checked the schedule at all. And I just sat there for like 15 minutes going, where's everybody else?
Lots of universities would like you to do good because of actually turning up. And doing
I thought it was quite funny actually.
Just give us a minute.
I think till Friday.
I don't turn up.
Look at you, I've got year 7 doing electromagnets tomorrow.
Can I come and watch?
Yeah.
Is that where you can put like a device on their heads, which it almost will go, whoa, 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 whoa! Oh, pity.
I think that's called
like you're heading
one with the yeah, one with
you're heading down the broken corridor.
Their heads down the end.
Yes, we're heading down the broken corridor.
Lightning bolts.
Actually, the Vandegraaff generators killed a few people.
Okay, let me roll.
Call me sweet, pretty much, Ben.
Assuming none of your students have pacemakers or
anything. Why are you not my friend?
Why are you not my friend?
Because it's easier than being your friend.
Yeah,
I can just see some frictions that may cause problems.
Ratatouille versus Phelan.
I wish in hell I had never bought that shitty game.
What? Which one?
Crappy Warcraft.
The death of roleplaying.
Isn't it you well, honey, don't you?
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Looks like a nice plant pot.
Have you ever heard of the term Doom Widow?
Doom
Coaster.
I've told him that if he does it again, I'm just going to hide it. I've already slammed the laptop.
Surreptitiously made several hundred copies.
I haven't loaded it since she did.
Did Dazzle delude you anything?
I have no idea.
No! Cave! Round! Square! Ooh, rubble!
Piles of rubble and cracked stone blocks along the walls take most of the floor of this chamber. Ooh. Inside the room, an immense mound of debris is splayed out upon the ground in front of a gaping hole in the eastern wall.
Fantastic!
The rest of the chamber is a jumble of crushed timber and broken glass, strewn about the larger morsels of stone.
This is more like it.
The west wall is scorched, especially around the entrance to the room, where an overturned forge lays cold and broken against the wall.
You know, for a big bloody dungeon, we haven't met a single dragon yet.
There's always time. We're not to meet one.
Well, I know what you mean, but oh, God, I could just do a drink in a nice tavern somewhere.
It's a nice gold or silver one.
Why are they nice? Are they good dragons?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Metal.
Do they give you gold and silver?
No.
Platinum dragon.
Can you chip a piece of them off and take it home?
They're likely to bite you a
tick it off.
Do that.
Even the good ones.
Can you steal a toenail?
Nope. Probably not.
Can you have a scale?
No.
Probably not.
No, hello.
Hello.
What are we doing?
I'm just fucking confused.
Ah.
Yeah, sure.
You not like that one?
No, that's all the stuff I need from the game on the other.
What are you playing?
Oh, it's going to pass that over here, we'll have an old.
How's it going? Are you writing it again?
Eh?
Are you writing it again?
No, I'm just making a slight amendment.
Final test.
Test 4.
I haven't even
tested 1
yet.
Can I play again? Third time.
I'm playing again.
Yeah! You're playing again.
Actually, you'd be a good kind of standard to use.
And this is my job.
Very good.
Play test by
everybody's
game. No, I'm fine.
Tested it once.
No,
I'm good.
I'll
give you the different character.
Yeah. High class, damn it.
I'll be one of the elders.
What are you doing?
Picking a way through to the other entrance.
Yeah.
Having a look at this forge.
I did search.
I like this.
30.
Okay. You search the large room. You find. You look at the forge.
Okay.
Phelan finds several books wedged beneath some of the massive blocks.
Ooh!
You can't get them out. They're wedged in the blocks.
What do they say on them?
They say nothing at the moment because they're wedged underneath some huge stone blocks.
Just how huge
Great.
Is huge?
There's some pretty books
You reckon about £500 each.
And you get
Oh, Glute can do that!
But that's the size of each individual block. Well, them all require
Take
strength.
The top one, and then the next one.
It would take a long time between the pile. But
we're not in any particular time, Jamie.
If you make me 3 consecutive strength tests, you may be able to do it.
Yes.
19.
Consistent, that's what I like about you, Garrett.
You begin to move them, and unfortunately you don't. As you move one block, another one falls into its place.
I've heard of this kind of game.
I've got to.
Yeah. Let me see. Come on. I haven't played Tetris for ages, can't bother.
The Tetris trap, how cunning.
22?
Perhaps someone could
Hey, I am a mighty strong dwarven wizard warrior.
One of the lizard men is quite strong because he's got a good bow.
Yes.
That's a mighty fine
How many people can help?
Me? I'm plus one.
They're better.
Yeah, plus one.
I have a grapple of plus one now.
Ranger, that's plus four.
That's not because of the dead, isn't it?
You just two of them. I just want to get on them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
1, 2.
Less.
Yes. It's almost like Bastion a few weeks ago. Let me push and make it worse.
It's about an hour now you've been at this. Bastion, in the forge, you find there are some runes and wards written on the inside.
Written in?
Magic.
Let me read magic!
Make me a spell.
No, I'm hearing magic, that's fine by me.
Spellcraft's fine.
Oh no.
Spellcraft's 16.
Count and decipher.
Which means I can read magic.
Okay. They are magical runes designed to reflect heat and energy.
That's handy.
My trap sense.
Yes.
Plus two?
Yes.
How does that work?
It adds plus two to anything you roll to avoid a trap. So, for example, if... I probably would add a plus two to the Phantasmal Killer. No.
Would it trap?
How do I use it?
Is it plus save?
Unless somebody cast it. Then it's a trap.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it works.
Do I just add plus two? So if I make you dodge something, you add plus two to the dodge. If the Phantasmal Killer affects your mind, you add plus two to it, it would say...
Yeah.
Can you tell me these things next
time? Sorry. I think what I like about this room, it's not got bloody square walls for a change.
Yes, they're broken. You hear this sort of large wind blowing from the east. Like the room next to you is very
wind.
Large.
The way out!
No, it's a gassy dragon.
I'll take a gassy bloody dragon at this rate. At least it's movement of air.
You don't seem to be making much headway with these books.
I'll leave them. They're not worth it, probably. Not like I care about
them. I'll do detect magic on the books out of interest.
Okay, they're not magical.
Sod them. Is my technical...
Oh, but I've just managed to move this top block off.
Oh, go on then. I like to see a half-off work.
27.
You move it.
See, nearly there. It's been under 3 hours.
You have 15 minutes to make that.
Shouldn't take long. I think now we've got that top one off, the rest should come easier.
Are the rest of you waiting?
Well, we're watching. I think it's slipping daiquiris and...
is this forge really big?
Chilling out. It's quite a large forge, yeah.
You said you said 24.
On its side or whatever?
It's overturned. The forge has been overturned.
That's not too difficult to do.
Dragon could do that.
Yeah. 24.
You move a second set. Half an hour to give you.
Come on. Ah, 17.
Can I get to the opening?
8, 25.
You uncover the books.
Boom. There, turn to dust.
You uncover the books?
You bastard.
There are three. There are three books.
Hooray.
Are they an orc coming or abyssal?
First one says Fellowship of the Ring.
Undamaged.
Ooh, that makes a change.
Despite having a ton and a half of rock piled on top of
it. They're very flat, you know, like they've been put on top to flatten out the curly pages.
Yeah, they are. A glass of water on them.
Yeah.
Flower pressing.
Written in common, in handwritten common.
Okay. If it typed, I'd have been impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Is it going to be treatise on potions and magic and spells?
Oh, alright. I'll have a read.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
General stuff about spells and magic.
Spells are nice, magic is good, this tastes nice, thank you. Okay. Yes. That's it. Anything else?
If you spend 1 month studying these books...
Well, why not? Not much else to do of an evening besides reading knowing spell books. Yes. If I spend 1 month studying these books... Something nice will happen.
Yes, you'll gain 2 ranks of spellcraft.
Wow. Oh, alright then. I'll put them in the back stack. Sack, back, backpack, sack. In my sack. On the back of a pack. Or something like that.
Ah, yes. The well-known dwarven utility scrotum.
That's where I keep my weasel!
Hey! The dwarven utility scrotum. That's very rude, Mr. Finn. Very, very rude.
But it works.
Yeah, and it doesn't need waxed anymore. Cause it's nice and smooth.
Yes, it is. Hairless.
It's now a hairless.
Just the way Kodo likes it.
A hairless dwarven utility scrotum.
Can I go away and come back when it's not a porn game?
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Porn game. It's a veritable pornucopia.
Porn's actually a card game.
Is it?
Apparently.
Yeah.
You find the rules to Hentacle in the fourth book.
Right. Shall we have a look into this big room then?
Yes. Let's look in the windy room. It's the way out. I can smell the fresh air of freedom.
Fresh air of freedom indeed.
Is it fresh?
It's cool.
It'll be fresher than here.
It's cool.
All right, we'll even take an ice dragon. I really don't care.
Is there anything to kill, more to the point?
Our XPs are through the floor at the moment.
Oh, we've had some try.
He says to himself. Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what XP is.
No.
The room is large.
Oh, yes.
Extremely large.
This is more like it.
As is the dragon.
Where's the dragon?
This enormous 100-foot tall...
Dragon.
Tall.
100 feet tall?
...is noticeably colder than the other rooms in the area.
Four massive chains hang like pillars from the ceiling at even intervals in the centre of the chamber.
Fantastic.
Chains.
This has got to be the way out.
All chains.
It's got to be the way out. Or
is the room for Titanic bondage?
that's true. Hey, we met one of those at the entrance. Yeah.
Coiled upon the ground amidst the last few links hanging from the ceiling are four more impossibly huge chains. The shackles at the end of each chain is twisted and warped as if something broke its way free. The rest of the vast room is surprisingly empty, save for the large blue runes encircling the chamber and an ornate archway on the northern wall. The runes emit a faint, steady and oscillating glow, as if imitating the breathing patterns of an enormous sleeping beast.
I think they could be magical.
There's an arch there.
You think? I do think so.
What breathe?
Nothing. The runes, they glow. Runes. They go.
That's fine.
As if they were breathing.
Yes. They glow and then dim.
Whatever it was, it's escaped.
Do not bother.
Study these runes.
Unless it's a giant invisible beastie right in front of us with a really cold breath.
Why are you rubbing?
Ratatouille, what'd you get out?
Don't have a bother.
Let's go and have a look at these big glowing blue runes.
There's a comedian.
Can I read them?
Catherine Tate.
Kind of.
Giant, big, glowing runes. Should be readable from a distance.
There's some corking stuff in here.
Yeah, four huge chains, bigger than one I've got around my waist at the moment. Get one of those round here. Yeah.
It's the ugliest face you've ever pulled.
It's something that says Guru really wants this.
These are big chains.
Yeah. Why does everybody get stuff for me?
Excuse me, I have some fur bits.
What
do I
get? You've had it all.
We don't believe you.
I haven't got anything exciting. I've just got, like, pocket money.
Magic sword, magic sling.
Strangely enough, it doesn't get much of a reaction out of
you. Yeah, but you get, like, powers, and you get, like, shiny stuff, and you can do magic, and I can't.
Do these runes say anything, mean anything?
They seem to be runes of bondage.
Yeah, right, Groot!
I knew I'd like this rune.
As in warding type of bondage.
Yeah.
Of human bondage.
To keep something controlled. It definitely wasn't human.
Of inhuman bondage. That was Somerset Maugham's escape word, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's the escape word. What's the safe word?
It's the safe word. The safe word.
Kangaroo!
The safe word
blumange.
Is harder.
Kangaroo blumange, yes.
Blumange is a fantastic word. Or green willies.
Green willies.
Which, if I ever had a band, my band would be called Bright Green Willies.
I think having the safe word harder is the best. Anyway.
I think that told us just a little bit too much about your life that we didn't need to know.
Well, no, because as soon as you say harder, they stop.
Yeah.
So having that is your safe word.
They might not. They might misinterpret the hard. No, not the hard word. The same
well, word. How about again?
Yeah. Then the Teletubbies would never be troubled by one.
It's nice to know the Teletubbies are bondage free.
Just about. You feel particularly righteous in the
room. Are you selling wood?
There's a sense of the holy here.
Right, you're looking at the holy.
I renounce religion. So
what are you doing, all of you?
I'm reading room stuff.
I'm reading around this absurdly large room.
You're looking around the absurdly large room.
This is spectacle. This is the biggest thing we've seen.
Kill me.
Besides a giant guy.
I don't want you to be a first level goblin.
What are you doing?
Oh, that could be painful.
I'm going to try and see how big the shackles are by standing in them.
The shackles are huge. You can easily lie fully outstretched without touching anyone.
But you are a halfling, so
do you
that's
have
not appropriate
craft or profession skills relating to metal?
Yes.
You do know
that. Well, don't ask me then if you know my character.
Sorry. Ooh, this tension.
Well, you know my character, so don't ask me things that you know I don't have.
Actually, he's probably forgotten most of your character, so it was.
Now he knows.
Can't me.
I don't have any metalworking skills. Okay. But I would see my character as a jack of all trades, so I probably don't need
to. Make me a praise check.
But you're a rogue, but a bard.
Yes. A bardy rogue.
16.
A bard.
Yeah,
it's not quite like any metal you've ever seen before.
Fantastic.
Metally, non-metally metal. What about the dwarf?
That's a painting technique.
Oh, yes, so it is. What about the dwarf? The dwarf must know things about metal.
Yes, but the dwarf's looking at the portal.
Yes,
I'm looking at the runes.
The runes are runes of warding and protection.
Warding and protection.
And bondage.
They must come off. Next.
The portal, Mr. Bastion, is an ornate archway that has intricate designs surrounding a curtain-like interior. The surface of the archway is solid, but has a fluid sensation to it.
Ooh.
Feels very smooth, but he's solid.
Push him!
Yeah.
Can't get my hand back out.
Yes.
Stargate! Stargate!
Yay,
let's go.
Back
poke it.
Space Nazis!
Solid.
It's completely solid.
Is there anything in the new Enterprise episode?
Yeah, I've seen those. Apparently they're in Stargate somewhere, but I haven't seen those series yet.
No. There's carvings, but it's not writing. It's just basically just an ornate pattern. All around the archway.
Do we know the language? Just magical script?
No.
No, it's what? Just a pattern.
It's just a pattern around the arch.
Right. The glyphs, the blue magical writing. We don't know the language of the magical.
It's magic. It's just draconic. It'll be draconic.
Draconic, okay.
All magic's draconic, pretty much.
Fair enough. I know Dracovans yet.
Ritual has started looking around the floor. He seems to be systematically searching the room.
Finn's trying to search.
Sorry.
I searched first.
You reckon that it's going to take you about an hour to thoroughly search this room?
You dirty man! He was just lighting your nipples.
He was lighting his nipples.
He was going like this, I'm rubbing your nipple with my light pen.
Pure fantasy woman!
Perhaps you've got some kind.
Fortunately, not being a theoretical spacecraft designed with a light sail, and the pressure of the photons wasn't quite enough to get through my jumper.
Get through your jumper.
Yes.
Terribly.
You couldn't see, I couldn't.
Perhaps there's something we need to tell Helen.
Yeah.
Paul likes to rub men's bosoms with...
Lasers!
Lasers.
That's alright, that's allowed. It's like all the best Bond movies.
I don't think there's actually a website for that.
No!
Bondage.
Finally found one where there isn't a website.
Right. We can make millions!
Ritual seems to be picking things up off the floor while you're searching.
Oh, seems to be beating our rogue to it all the time.
Well, I didn't apparently find anything.
That's a proof of
party member. So.
What did you get?
I don't know, I probably rolled.
Yeah, probably rolled. Both the YouTube, Garouge, and
I'm pretty sure Taylor,
roll me a search check.
22.
How long are you searching for?
As long as it takes me to find what.
Take
20. There.
Well, you reckon it'll take an hour to thoroughly search this room?
Fine, I'll
We're on the time table.
Thoroughly search the entire room.
Are you going to take 20 searchings every room? Or are you just going to do it?
It'll take forever.
Well, it's going to take an hour.
So. It'll take a day, otherwise.
Oh, yes, of course. It'll take even longer if you take 21. What did you get, Garud?
I rolled 21 on my search.
You don't find anything particularly of note.
I could only have even ever taken...
Ratul, what are you picking up and where is it?
Look!
What is it?
He has some unusually shaped rocks in his hand.
Fantastic.
He decided to call Hunky Bone.
He's stolen my character and I'm left being grumpy. I'm unhappy. I stab him in the eye.
Ooh, in the eye!
Don't
kill Ratul, he's only a goblin.
He's stolen my character.
He's stolen your purpose.
He's not. He's crafty. He's a very crafty.
But he will learn.
But I was the person that picked up interesting things and was childish. Now I can't be. Now I have to be a grown up.
No, you don't. Think of what a team you could make.
Kill him now.
End it now. It's the best. It's not happening.
While the search goes on, the archway ripples slightly. Make me a spot check.
What about the ceiling? I'll have a look at the ceiling afterwards.
It's 100 feet up.
I know, but I'm just looking at it to see if there's anything on there.
That's good enough. An orb about that round
comes through,
appears through the portal. The portal shimmers for a second, and the ball floats in front of you.
We need one more, I thought.
Speaking celestial, hail.
Blue, white orb?
Are they the same ones we've seen before?
Yes.
Yeah. Hail, Lance Marvin, what can we do for you?
Greetings, Bastion Tor.
It's a speaking light!
You have me at a disadvantage.
Ghost!
Maybe it's a will of light.
What do you look like?
It's a ball.
Oh, okay.
Of light.
That round. My name is Zulos.
Must be worth a fortune.
Greetings. How can we help you?
I believe it is I that can help you. You are, I would say, trapped somewhere you ought not be.
Yes, we're trying to find the exit to this realm.
Bastion, ask him if he knows how to go home.
The exits are far from here. It was designed to keep evil in.
But
how about non-evil?
It was hard.
Design flaw!
Even for us to leave.
But you could leave.
Yes, there are exits.
How good.
Also, sir.
Do you know where?
It has been a long time. I know of this place.
Could you guide us? Guide us to one who does know.
There are very few who would know the exit. A lot have forgotten. It has been a long time.
How big is this place? Ask him, Bastion.
Yes, how big is this place?
Huge. Designed to contain all manners of evil.
That could be interesting.
Some of which has escaped, as you can see.
Yes.
Designed for, told you.
What sort of creature would be held here?
Dragon.
Sheep. Really nasty sheep.
He's got some good skills, actually, this guy.
Mm-hmm. Sharp, pointy teeth sheep.
This was the demon. Foul Ratuligo.
Ratatouille!
He's disguised himself
as a goblin.
Thief. He was imprisoned here. He was,
bloody big is what he was.
Imprisoned in the centre of this area.
This isn't very well, unless he has been vanquished.
He has been released and escaped his prison.
Not imprisoned with chaos.
Oh, okay.
As have much of the evil.
Right. Who created this place?
A great good from long ago. With good intention.
I want to go home now. Can I go home now?
You will, I'm sure, find the way out.
Only heroes will make it home! Whoops! That's unfortunate.
I'm
right, as we seem to be here, is there anything we can do for you?
Ratul walks up and goes,
ooh. The goblin is the demon avatar.
Ratul, pleased to meet you.
Does the ball have a little list it keeps looking at or something?
Yeah, yeah, it looks
clever.
It does move in the air and spin a bit. It seems to look at you even though it has no eyes.
If it's a white light, we can't tell it spins.
See, you've spoiled my character because normally I'd be like, oh, but I couldn't because he's there. Not like...
Very sorry, you picked up a level one thief.
I want to be special again.
You are special.
He was badly injured, he might mysteriously die in his sleep.
When would that happen? He's a doctor, you know.
What would you know?
Why do I put oranges in skin?
What would you know of this place?
No, ask a crowd.
I blame Tom.
I blame Tom too. Believe in Tom.
There is another door.
He pays.
In the dungeon. I believe the entrance is to the southeast of here. It sort of moves slightly in one direction, indicating the southeast.
I was trying to make it a little messy.
But there is nothing but wall there. You'll have to go back through to the east and round in order to gain access.
Well, that will lead us to another section close to the exit.
There is a special door. I believe that it leads to an area
very nice people can look
in tune with yourselves.
Excellent.
Can we hear this conversation? Is this all in celestial?
No, it's in whatever language you're understanding.
Oh, fantastic.
Abyssal.
Abyss, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Language you understand.
Hear it
I hear it three times in three different languages. Oh, shut up, pick one, will you? But,
all Archons can speak with any creatures that have a language.
I'm turning into a squid.
Squids have no language.
Ha!
Squiddish. It speaks
squiddish. Like squiddish. And squiddish.
Back to the south and east then.
Yes, I would head east.
So, how old is this
head west and round. There is a special door. And a special key.
And how will we recognise it? And do you have the key?
The key is door. To the southeast.
Okay.
It is a test. Bastion Tor.
Bastion! What is it?
Or
what are you talking about?
Will pass.
It's not a really cheesy film with that.
What's a lantern archon?
You've met something along the lines
you probably have, but I'm not sure I recognise it as a lantern archon. Right? It's a lantern archon.
Big balls of light that came out of the eyes of that angel.
And what did they do? Well, yeah, I probably wasn't looking at the time. Were you doing something with a dead kobold's ashes at the time?
No.
No, never mind. Okay. Maybe I'll somewhere else.
They're the ones that tried to kill Boyd.
Oh, I like them. Right, so what the hell are they doing here?
What are you doing here?
It is my duty to be here.
Oh, yes, I remember name. He's guarding this place.
Not very well, if whatever's in there is bloody all escaped. How long ago did that escape?
Come with us, seeing as you failed miserably in your job.
Garud, it is my purpose to be here.
But he's gone.
He's a bit of a job's worth, isn't he?
Other things.
He's like that, the Sphinx in Mystery Men. To
the
go forward, you must go backwards.
Isn't that the sphincter?
That's the spleen. That's the spleen. It's the sphinx, isn't
obsessed
it?
Obsessed with sphincters and men boobs. What's going on there?
I don't mention sphincters.
You've been thinking about it for a long time.
It's your obsession to think that I have an obsession with it. Nobody else mentioned it. It's your obsession.
Yeah, Hal's gay. He told me so.
The key is within myself.
That's one of Helen's favourite quotes.
The key is in a room to the southeast.
You're so far in the closet, you're in fucking Narnia!
Why is everyone started talking about that? I've never heard of it before.
Okay, there you go.
However, you must require a mark of righteousness.
And how do we acquire this mark?
Uh-oh!
I will bestow it upon you.
Look what I've got!
Yeah, sure,
Thank you.
See what he says?
All of you.
He says,
The lantern archon glows and rises into the air.
I don't like the look of this.
It gets bigger and bigger and brighter.
I'm going to go hide behind a big pillar.
There isn't one.
There's really huge bloody... Those are chains, aren't they?
The chains hanging down.
Huge! I'm going to hide behind a huge bloody chain then.
Chains are very cold.
Yeah, that's okay.
The light blasts out from the archon. All of you are seared by it.
Except for me, because I'm hiding behind big chains.
Yes, even you.
No! I'm hiding.
And we all become lawful good robots of Tom.
Robots
apart
of
from,
Tom.
Apart from Bastion, who becomes a lawful evil robot of
who is
evil God.
Good?
I should be by now.
Yeah, you probably should be, actually. This probably does affect you. You probably are good by now, except for all that talk of evil earlier and killing the...
Except us, Chuckle, of killing and
PMS.
Would suggest that
PMG.
Not quite good
PMS?
Yet.
PMS? One of them's talking.
Both is good.
PMQ.
Stress, tension.
Okay.
It's one premenstrual and one postmenstrual, so there's no fucking period one now.
Yeah. Hey, you. Female in the room.
Mid-menstrual, it's fine, right in the middle. There's this 35 to 40 second period of absolute calming bliss, and then they go from one to the other.
In caveman days, that's when men and women met, and then men ran away.
Yeah, but surely if that's...
Hello! Girl in the room! Girl capable of physical injury!
Yeah, but you don't have to stay here. You get to go home with him, so you can physically injure him later.
I thought you weren't supposed to tell him about our sex games.
Sorry. They can see the well.
Again! Harder! Again! Harder! Choose your word.
What?
Yeah, but I can't spell Lamont.
Yeah, it's difficult whole time in the house. Just record my entire life.
I can't.
Hey, send more cash to stop Hal being beaten in the game.
He likes it.
I know you're only kidding about killing Ratul.
She wasn't, you know. She always believed it.
I think, to be honest, you have been genuinely good and may gain yourself good if you wish.
Can I?
Yes.
Then I can work at going to evil again.
To evil, to fall all the further in the exquisite.
This works on
you. Go down, you must.
Let's just say that this works on you as well as it works on Bastion.
Am I chaotic good now?
You are now chaotic good. Better than chaotic evil.
Well, that's a point of view, really, isn't it?
Sorry, I'm going to join you in evil soon.
Join me in... I'm not evil.
Anyone who is good.
Three of us, then.
The three of you.
What about the lizard?
Good.
What about the lizard? Yeah, he wouldn't know, he just kills things.
Gains the mark of righteousness, which bestows a permanent plus one luck bonus to all saving throws.
Where do I put that?
I used to be good, but I don't get it anymore.
This only affects you while you are good.
So I have a miss modifier of plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all of my saves good.
Yeah. Anyone who is neutral.
Shiny.
Feels the awesome power of goodness flow through them.
Yeah.
Your chest hurts. As the light strikes you.
More than the heart burn.
No, it burns. No. It's very good.
That's just your good burn sometimes.
Nasty light! It burns! Nasty light!
There's no one who's evil.
What about the goblin?
The goblin, not you. He's neutral.
We've determined he's not evil. When I healed
him. I thought he was just not utterly evil, just mostly evil.
Not evil. Otherwise he would have... I had lots of nasty things happen to him when I touched him earlier.
I wish he'd been touching a boy earlier.
Speaking of that, has anyone been following the Michael Jackson trial?
I knew you were going to say that. Yes.
Yo!
I actually saw a news round.
News round?
I put the telly. It was always on when I put the telly.
No, just some toddy sitting on a table talking about some crap.
No.
Oh.
She's actually on Channel 5 now.
Oh. Isn't that Naked News?
Have you seen that?
No. Yes. Full frontal nudity with the news. How can it be bad?
It can't. It's what the viewers want, obviously.
Except for Trevor McDonald. You don't want him to
be. I know.
There's a market for everything.
No. You're saying, Finn, on news, right?
Sorry.
No, it's just because it's a kids' programme. They obviously didn't say he was a dodgy kiddie fiddler.
Kiddly fiddler.
He's not your normal kiddie fiddler, he's a dodgy kiddie fiddler.
He's a particularly dodgy one. But they mainly said
he'd been naughty.
Yeah, they didn't say abused. They said mistreated.
He's mistreated. So I wonder whether he's going to prison or not.
We can't comment on that because it's still in. Oh no, it's in America, so we don't care.
Yeah, he's gonna fucking steal.
I think he's been an idiot. Yeah. I don't think he's probably done all the stuff that they said because why would he? He settled out of court last time. You think he'd learn?
Because he's not had a normal upbringing and normal moral laws don't apply to his mind.
I'm sorry. The one thing that I would like to say about this is: would you let your kid go and sleep at Michael Jackson's house with that history unless you wanted to make some money out of it? Seriously.
Who knows?
Bizarre.
It's a crap load of money, though, isn't it?
Oh, well, you don't know.
Here you, my two young boys. Go and stay with this famous person who has been accused of little boy molestering in the past. And then if anything happens, come out straight home and tell us straight away so we can make as much money as possible.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway. Yes.
There's my political view.
Zrino is shining. He comes back down.
That hurt! You're a nasty white knight!
I tingled too!
That hurt!
I tingled too!
Balazar?
Hmm?
I'm afraid it only hurts you because you are marked by an evil god.
No, it was a giant dwarf! Like 10 foot tall! Like 10 foot wide! Quite square, really.
200 tons of dwarven pride.
Do you carry the mark?
Do you go on a dwarf pride march?
The mark of evil? This was a gift! This kind of black, shiny thing in the centre of my chest with purple veins emanating from the centre. Yes, a gift!
It will promise you
that
power.
That looks infected.
Yes, it was promised power!
Is it throbbing?
It will allow you access to things that...
throbbing purple vein.
You should not have access to.
Sounds good to me, I'm a wizard!
I jingle too! Though. Does that mean I'm special?
Yes, of course it does.
Look, I didn't ask for it. It was just plonked there by a giant dwarf.
Have been shown the light of the correct path.
There's, I don't like your god.
Let me a spot check, seeing as you're quite excited about tingling.
Okay, I'm not going to
respond. First time she's tingled.
Spot, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
25.
There's a mark on your hand that glows faintly. It's on the palm of your hand.
Okay.
It's like a little sigil.
You've been marked by the light demon.
Look, look!
Do you have knowledge religion?
Yes.
What have you got?
I have 3.
Right.
You know there's such a thing as religion.
You have no idea then what this is going to be.
Showing it so I have a look.
Yes. Make me have a knowledge religion check. You've got one.
Natural 20!
That's 33.
Very good. It is an ancient symbol denoting righteousness or proven goodness.
Hangard and the thief. I mean, Rogue gets that.
You have it too.
Oh, bugger. Where did that come from?
Everybody has it. Blizzard Man, even Ritual. Ritual repeats his hand and trying to scratch it off and rub it.
Ritual!
He's spitting on his hand and rubbing and it just isn't going anywhere.
Now I'm ending up with those bloody body modifications. I didn't even ask for them.
It's there until you perform acts of evil.
Oh.